Hey y'all, hey, this is Lolita E. Walker. I am so excited about this bonus. Yes, Dear Yesterday. Let me tell y'all a little bit about this episode and why it comes with a little bit of nervousness. Ooh, sometimes nervousness can really feel like excitement. And today I'm going to claim excitement. There is a couple butterflies that are flittering and fluttering around with nervousness. And let me tell you why. It's because if you are a regular listener, then what you'll realize is that I do have some of my spoken word poetry hidden within a lot of my episodes. And I know some of you all have listened because I've gotten your feedback. But today, this episode is totally dedicated to Dear Yesterday. Welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go. I want to say, hey, y'all, hey, to all of you all who are new around here. Typically, inside of our episodes, we have three layers. Coaching is all about leaving you with a couple nuggets to challenge your thinking just a little bit. And whatever you can't use, where do we leave it? Right here at the bus stop. Cocktails is about celebrating the greatness of who you are every single time you show up. We give a cheers to that. Conversations is just some good old fashioned juicy conversation, sometimes with a special invited guest, and sometimes it's just you and I. And today it's you and I, and we are talking about Dear Yesterday. I was interviewed yesterday, no pun intended, by Tamara Andrus, and she is the bestseller of a number of books, but her podcast is called Fit in Faith. And as she interviewed me, she was talking about how powerful my words are and my spoken word. She has recently started writing poetry and spoken word, but has not been really reciting it that much. And I said, guess what? I have several podcast episodes where my spoken word is peppered in, but I've never dedicated an episode. We took a challenge. I said, what if we do a bonus episode individually on our podcast that is dedicated to a spoken word of ours? Now, you know, I'm writing my second book. Of course, you know, because you have been listening in. In my second book that I'm still finishing up the final touches on, I have a commitment by the end of this year. I got inspiration because far too often, particularly as women, we look at our yesterdays and we worry and we fret. We have doubt and fear of what could I shoulda, woulda, didn't do. And that sits with us. But what if we let go of our yesterday, sit in our today, and then have promises of our tomorrow? What if we look even beyond? What if we move past yesterday, taking the good with us on our journey? Woo, right? And how powerful is it that we come right now in this season to talk about Dear Yesterday? I chose that specific poem out of all of the poems that I've written because a woman wrote and she said, Lolita, your poem, Dear Yesterday, hit me in a way that really challenged me. And I've realized that I've been sitting in my yesterday. Come on, somebody. So to you today, I am leaving you with Dear Yesterday. Now, I'm not going to put on any music behind it because I want you to close your eyes and listen to the words. And if anything penetrates you, I am already saying you're welcome. Are you ready? Let's go. Dear Yesterday, can we talk? I've made a hard decision to let you know that after what seems like forever ago, I've decided to let you go. My emotions took the form of a shadow that lurked in the creases of my mind, my body, my soul, my you. You hid in plain sight, like a blanket covering me from my head to my toe. So I've decided that it is time for me to let you go. I've mustered up the courage to free myself. Let's take this trip down memory lane, switching over the broken yellow lines with signals that threaten to cloud my mind. Oh, dear, yesterday. Do you remember how you jolted me aboard a roller coaster ride, elevating me to a massive high and filling me with love and with laughs? Do you remember that when I finally reached that pinnacle, you held me there? You dropped me to the lowest of valleys that house sadness and tribulations, that vibration that jolted the essence of me, the fullness of she, the fullness of we. You did not hold me dear yesterday. I hadn't quite realized how attached I was to you. It was astonishing just how many memories flowed to my mind, through my mind, above and beneath my mind, and ultimately left me blind to what was right before my eyes. I immediately began to clear the cobwebs in a fit of overwhelm, but the over is whelming me deeper and deeper into your space. So dear yesterday, I found hidden spaces filled with tears and circumstance. Others were refuge for joy and celebration. I now see the light. I now know that this nation awaits my voice. Dear yesterday, you do not have permission to hold me in this moment. It flows free of torments. I want you to know that in every corner I grabbed a memory. I hugged myself with winds and clothed myself with faith. I looked in the mirror and saw all of me. My gratitude has fueled my attitude. You've given me the fortitude that I need to push on. So today I simply say thank you, dear yesterday. I found that I was living in the shadow of what was and what could be. I was holding on to the potential of. I've grabbed hold of what I thought you could be and would be. You are not invited to see my today. I'm no longer available to join you on the same roller coaster ride time and time again. I listened to the doubt and the fear that you cast my way, dear, yesterday. After thinking long and hard, I've decided to let you go. I am shaking the cobwebs. I'm closing the door and looking forward to tomorrow. I'll take the good that you've gifted, and most of all, dear yesterday, I forgive myself for the struggles and hardship that I created. Dear yesterday, I forgive myself for not accomplishing every single thing I thought I possibly could. I forgive myself for holding on to you for so long. It's been a long journey, but we are parting ways today. I am reclaiming me, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Dear yesterday, can we talk? This is to you from me. I love you, Lolita. I hope you could feel all of that, because I sure did. Dear yesterday, what would you tell your dear yesterday? When I wrote this, when I say this, when I feel this, I'm looking back at it and I'm telling myself, I do forgive myself for holding on to you for so long. And I pray that you forgive yourself for holding on to your yesterday, but you're standing in your right now, right? Absolutely. And there are promises for tomorrow. So stop holding on to the potential of and grab hold of where you are. Grab hold of where you want to be. And let's just keep on moving. Woo! I love it. This is why I love speaking. This is why I love poetry. This is why I love coaching. Woo! If you have not tapped in, you are missing out. All of my clients, I want to give you a super shout out right now. All of my potential clients, I want to say, hey, y'all, hey. If you are ready to talk about me coming into your life, into your organization, pulling out the greatness that is inside of you and helping to shift you to renewed action, guess what? The time is now. The time is now. Who has time for yesterday when we're standing in our right now with promises of tomorrow? Who has time to stand in complacency when we're standing at the intersection of you and change, when you can choose to go left, to go right, stand in a complacency of where you are, look backwards and hold on to yesterday, or move forward? Which way are you going? Which way are you going? Well, I absolutely love it. Today is about dear yesterday. So I hope I have shaken you up a little bit. I know for me, I have shaken myself up a little bit, and I want to let you know. Are you ready to shift to the next level so that you can stand in the greatness of where you are today? Are you ready to soar differently? Yep, I'm talking to you. You right there. Because what you know right now is that there is more for you. Absolutely. But listen to me when I tell you this right here. There is more in you. These are great nuggets for you to get every other week. Absolutely. When you are ready, consider Walker and Walker Enterprises for your personal, corporate, and executive coaching, consulting, and your speaking needs. It's time to act. It's time to acknowledge the gaps that exist concentrate on what needs to be done right here and right now to ensure your future success and tackle what is inside of your control. And what is inside of your control is to absolutely get the accountability that is going to move you forward. LolitaWalker.com. Hey there, it is Lolita E. Walker, and I am so excited that you are considering my upcoming group coaching program. That's why you're here, right? Well, what makes this coaching experience different? Good question. Me, alongside the amazing folks that choose to come on board with me, and that could be you, we will talk everything from accountability, goal setting, and mindset. We're also talking fear, limiting beliefs, and establishing boundaries. What is in your way? I am pushing you differently and intently. You're also going to learn from the amazing folks that choose to join you on your journey. Now, this is just to name a few. We are going to engage in amazing content. You'll have some soul work and a bit of fun because that is what we do to get to where we're going. The cost of this program is only a fraction of what your transformation will yield. So what's in the way of you rediscovering the renewed you? For me, absolutely nothing, because I'm worth it. What is the loss that you will experience should you decide not to invest in yourself today to achieve the greatness that you absolutely know that you deserve? Listen, the choice is yours, but I would absolutely love to have you. See you there. We have concluded another episode of Coaching, Cocktails, and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers.